This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for the second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with an old friend right now, a really old friend. I don't mean that necessarily chronologically, but I mean that in terms of longevity of our friendship. He's really a good guy. As I've said before when he's been on the show, he is one of the brightest, most intuitive people I know. Lives in Singapore, Grant Williams. Grant is the founder of Real Vision TV, which is something that we highly, highly respect. We're going to talk about that more later. Actually, let's start out with that, Grant. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about Real Vision.
Hey, I'm great. Great to talk to you. It's been a long, long time. Yeah, myself and my co-founders, one of whom is a guy called Raoul Powell, who's an ex-Goldman guy, runs something called the Global Macro Investor, very, very smart guy and a good friend. We just kind of got, as you did, I'm sure, fed up with the poor quality of financial information in the mainstream media and decided to do something about it. So we travel the world talking to the smartest financial people we can find, and we do so at length and in depth and in a platform where they're free to speak their mind. People can check it out. There's a free trial. If you go to realvision.com, you can see it all there. And the response has been absolutely phenomenal. So we've been going 2 years now, and people seem to love it, which is fantastic.
Grant, we will be posting a link with the weekend show for everybody to follow that link over to Real Vision. But one of the things that I really like that Real Vision does is try to get both sides of the story. And I know that can be hard sometimes in investing, but then also in politics. How do you manage to trend the line and not get too emotional or too one-sided when you're looking at issues?
Well, I think on an individual basis, that's not the hardest thing to do. It's the environment we found ourselves in the last few years is a very difficult one. You know, people have to have an opinion on politics because it's such an important part of the world today in many, many aspects, and nowhere more so than financial. But at the same time, the division between the two sides of the argument has never been broader. So it's very difficult for people to have an honest political argument. I think, you know, for me, I look at it very objectively. I don't like any politician, so I don't really have a side to the story. But when you bring up things, and we've seen this in America this last year with the Trump phenomenon, no one's having the dialogue anymore because the two sides are so far apart, which I think is terrible. So, you know, for Real Vision, we try and keep it completely unbiased. I think on a personal level, it's easier to do, but when you try and talk about it with people, it's a problem, and it's a very serious problem.
It's a very serious problem. It's one that definitely exists. It's one that I think is making this world not a more positive place, but very definitely a more negative place. Having said that, the first question I would want to ask you on this, because I feel very strongly about it, is number one, how do you feel, Grant, about the current attitude of the Obama administration? How do you feel about that regarding their attitude towards Russia?
Well, it's not just the Obama administration. We've had the same in Europe, the same in the UK. This demonizing of Russia and blaming them for everything without showing any proof, I might add. You know, everything's a Russian hack. You know, Russia did this. We're back to the 1950s and trying to find a bogeyman, trying to find someone to point the finger at, because, frankly, right now, governments in the West need a bogeyman. And the problem here, so for anyone, you and I have talked about it a lot, the problem here, it doesn't stem from politics, it stems from debt. And there is too much of it in the world, and we are reaching very crucial phases in that debt cycle where the thing is starting to topple under its own weight. And history is replete with examples of what happens when nations reach extreme ends of the debt cycle, and it generally involves there being a convenient bogeyman and someone to focus attention on, and a bad guy, and that's what Russia's becoming. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here saying that Putin's an angel and he hasn't done any of this stuff. I mean, the Russians are up to the neck in this stuff, I'm sure. But as we saw from the Edward Snowden case, so are the US, so are the Brits, so are the Germans. I mean, they're all at it because they have to be. So I think, you know, demonizing Putin He's a very convenient thing to do. He fits the mold perfectly. He's certainly no angel, but I think he's become rather obviously a very convenient bad guy.
That's what's so interesting about what the world is going through right now, Grant, is the fact that debt is all around the world. Every country has massive amounts of debt and continues to build on this debt. And I think every country continues to look for this scapegoat when, in fact, all these countries are, in one way or another, continuing to almost work hand in hand to keep this ball rolling, to keep this debt ball growing. And I think that's where it becomes tough for an administration to try to throw a country under the bus, but at the same time be saying, well, we still kind of need to get along with them, because if one of these big economies go, look at China or, say, even the EU, if they go, it's going to take down the whole system. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, look, as I said, you just have to look at history. I think the biggest problem in the world that we face today in terms of understanding things is a lack of knowledge of history. I gave a presentation in January of 2015 called The Consequences of Economic Peace. And in it, I just went through and tried to demonstrate the parallels between now and the period leading up to World War One. And the similarities are startling. And I wasn't fear-mongering saying there's going to be a World War III, but you have to, if you understand what debts can lead to and the pressures that they build up internally in economies and on a global scale when the debts are held between different countries, it's an important thing to understand that this is a serious issue that people need to deal with. And to do it, you have to have serious people in place. Now, you know, I think Trump is what Washington needed in terms of a wake-up call and a clear-out. Is he what the world needs? We don't know. I mean, we genuinely don't know. And the people who have judged him before he's had a day in office, they might be right, frankly. But we don't know. And you have to sit back and you have to watch, and you have to watch very carefully. Some of the appointments he's made, I think, have been very smart. Some of the others, particularly with a view to China, are very antagonistic. There's no doubt he is taking a very firm stance with China, which I think is misguided and potentially dangerous. But I don't know. So, you know, like everybody, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until January 21st and then watch him very, very closely.
So you're saying you think Trump is dangerous?
Well, no, hang on. Let's not get the whole hyperbole thing going. What I'm saying is the stance he's taking towards China potentially is dangerous. I'm not saying it's going to cause a war, but it could cause a trade war very easily. And that's something the world definitely doesn't need. And I've been struck by his tone towards China. The appointment he's made in Navarro is a very antagonistic appointment. And it feels to me like there's something to this. There seems to be some kind of concerted effort. I don't know what it means. I don't know what he's moving towards. But the signs are it's an antagonistic stance. And at no point in history has the world ever needed the two superpowers to be antagonistic towards each other. So when I say dangerous, I don't want to read the big headlines. Potentially, it could be dangerous in a number of different ways for trade, for dialogue, for all kinds of things. It's just it's a peculiar stance to take and a very obviously antagonistic one. So I'm watching that very, very carefully.
I can't disagree with that at all, Grant. I would have to say that I think it perhaps is a little bit of grandstanding on his part. You know, hey, I'm going to show the world, you know, that I'm the big man, for lack of better terms. Where I'm coming from is I voted for Trump and I supported Trump financially to the best of my ability, even though Lord knows he doesn't need my money. But I did that. But I did it not for the ban, and I've been very vocal about this in terms of voicing my opinion on our show, and that is I didn't vote for the man, I voted for the movement, and I have to hope at this moment in time that the movement is what's going to take precedent.
And guys, I think that is where we can wrap this up, because it seems like 2016 was all about people around the world voting to move away from the status quo in government. And right now, we will have to sit back and see what 2017 brings us in terms of follow-through. Grant, great chatting with you. As always, everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Jeff Dice.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Grant Williams is one of my favorite people in the world for two reasons. Number one, he's been involved in the financial community for about 30 years. He is incredibly bright. He is a good friend. He's a compassionate individual who cares about human nature. Human beings, I guess, is a better way to put it. And Corey and I do highly recommend you take a close look, possibly subscribe to his site, realvisiontv.com. Having said that, we've got Jeff Deist on the line with us right now. Jeff is a regular guest on the show. Why is he a regular guest on the show? Because of his intelligence, because of his intuitiveness, and because of his actions in attempting his darndest to make America a better place. And we all agree with that. Jeff, having said that, we've got 2017 right around the corner, specifically tomorrow, since this thing is going to air on Saturday. What do you think is going to happen in 17? You got the big Donald in there. Is he going to make a difference?
Well, it depends. If we're talking predictions, I really like to think about monetary policy and the Fed. Obviously, Janet Yellen will continue to be Fed chair. There's going to be some openings at the Fed that the Trump administration will have to nominate people for and fill those openings. But the real question for me in 2017 is what happens with monetary policy? Does the Fed continue to do what it claims it's going to do, which is slowly but surely raise interest rates? Obviously, in December, earlier this month, they had their second rate hike since the 2008 crash. And if so, what kind of pressure is that going to put on the federal government's budget? Because, as you know, a portion of that budget is interest payments on servicing Treasury debt. And in 2015, those payments only totaled about $223 billion. But it wouldn't take too many rate hikes to move the needle and really increase that line item in the federal budget. So there's this sort of whipsaw effect. On the one hand, the Fed feels like it has to raise interest rates in the aftermath of 7 or 8 years of monetary loosening. But the flip side is that we're continuing to run big deficits at the federal level, and I believe that all signs point to a larger federal deficit in 2017 than 2016 even. So Congress is not going to be very happy if it starts having to budget $500 billion or $750 billion a year to service the national debt. So the Fed's in a real tough spot. I predict, and I would suggest along the lines of what John Williams at Shadowstats has said, and what Jim Rickards at Agora has said, that at some point the Fed will backtrack on their promises. They will either stop raising interest rates or even consider a small lowering, another quarter point lowering of interest rates back to what it was before, and that they will even consider another round of quantitative easing. In other words, they will be so scared of any sign of a recession or price inflation that they won't keep their word, and that they'll backtrack and once again go back to the only tool they've got, the only thing they know, which is monetary expansion.
Jeff, the other issue that you touched on there that's at the forefront of my mind is how Trump and the government in general and the Fed are planning on paying for this $1 trillion of infrastructure spending. I realize that the government is in bigger and bigger debts, and you know what, maybe they can monetize more treasuries, but in your eyes, how might this play out? Does this also lead you to believe that there could be a reversal in Fed policy and even further monetary expansion in the form of the QE program?
Yeah, it's scary. The infrastructure idea is a crazy one. I really encourage people to read David Stockman's essays on why we don't need infrastructure spending, and to the extent it is needed anywhere, it should always be done at the state and local level. Any kind of Fed infrastructure is nothing more than like another Tennessee Valley Authority program. I mean, it appears to create jobs and it appears to bring prosperity, but you either have to tax people or use deficit spending to pay for it, so it sucks money out of a legitimate private economy. It's a very bad idea, and it really goes to Bastiat's great point of the seen and the unseen, right? You can always create jobs and create work in a sense, but the question is what would that money have gone to other than some government boondoggle? So that's something about Trump that really bothers me. And again, it illustrates this intractable problem. There's government wants to spend more than it brings in. And there's only two ways to overcome that. One is to bring in more in taxes, which is always politically unpopular. And the other way is effectively to print money, to create money. So neither one of them is good. But what we really need to suggest is that government live on far less. We need a federal government budget that's easily half or a quarter of what it is.
Well, you kind of have a situation where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And the reason I say that is that regardless of what the unemployment numbers are, the unemployment numbers in the United States, the employment situation in the U.S. is abysmal. We all know that. Okay, having said that, I believe that the infrastructure of the United States is also abysmal. Now, it strikes me that the federal government printing money is something I really, really think is a huge mistake. But creating jobs and then deriving revenue through taxation from those jobs that have been created, to me, makes a lot of sense, Jeff.
Well, that's interesting, Al. The way to increase tax revenue, of course, is to lower taxes, lower tax rates. We all know this. The less the government pulls out of the legitimate private economy, the more that economy grows. And perversely, it actually increases tax revenue. This is the whole idea behind the Laffer curve. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of the Laffer curve. I'm not someone who advocates increase in government revenues. I want to see government revenues plummet. I want to see the role and size and scope of government in our lives diminished. But it is true that there's a rate at which government revenue is maximized. We're well above that right now. I think the average person really between federal, state, and local taxes pays about half of his or her income to government. But the Laffer curve is real. And if Trump and the administration were serious about increasing revenues, they'd lower taxes and get the economic engine of capitalism and capital accumulation going again. But we don't have that. What we have is a hodgepodge of special interests and lobbyists who constantly battle and fight to make sure that the other guy pays. And I'm not sure that there's the political will to do what really must be done, because we've got so many millions of progressives in this country who are deluded about what taxes are and what they're needed for and what they do. So I think tax reform is another one of those mirages in American politics, that somehow we're going to tinker with the tax code when what we really need to do is slash and burn it.
Well, I don't think the issue here is tinkering at all with the tax code. I think the issue here is to put more people back to work. And in doing so, I think you would obviously be increasing the revenues of the government. You'd be doing it in a productive manner. And we all know that printing money is definitely counterproductive. No question about that. Jeff, always a pleasure. Looking forward to having you back on the show numerous times this next year.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, I enjoy chatting with Jeff Deist. I found myself somewhat surprised when I edited that section how much I really disagreed with him on the concept of infrastructure spending and how much I guess I would have to say I probably disagree on the concept of lowering taxes is going to increase the amount you put in, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is. What makes the world an interesting place is everybody has an opinion. We've got Mr. T with us right now, a guy who is never short of opinions and a guy who is never short of having a wealth of information in his fingertips. I want to say one thing. You know, the 2016 is really kind of going out in an interesting sense politically, Chris, in the sense that you've got Vladimir Putin, who is basically laughing at Obama. No question whatsoever about that. You have our president who is throwing up as many roadblocks as he possibly can in an attempt to what he thinks will stymie the incoming president, Donald Trump. You've got an interesting situation in the UN with the with the comments the UN made almost unanimously on the Israeli action in the the settlement issue, just a whole bunch of stuff going on. And you mentioned one thing off mic that I thought was very interesting. You said, you know, I don't think Kerry has really done a bad job in the sense that he hasn't really burned any bridges with either Iran or Russia. And I would have to agree with that. Do you want to expound on that a little bit?
Well, look, I think that of all of the criticisms that can be leveled at Barack Obama, I do believe that one of the stronger suits in relative terms is that he has not had this knee-jerk propensity to try and embroil us even deeper than we've already been in foreign entanglements, whether it's at enmity with Russia, though there's this peeing contest going on right now, whether it's to make a bigger mess in the Middle East than what we already had. You know, if you want to see somebody made a big mess in the Middle East, go back to the Bush family. So I don't think that Obama deserves all of the criticism he's received. Some people think that he should be acting tough and that's why the U.S. is looked at as weak. And, you know, I would worry about that if it were coming from a guy like John McCain, who, if he had been elected president in 2008, we'd have all long since become radioactive dust. I mean, that guy's certifiable. But Donald Trump is going to be interesting when it comes to this, because he does not fit the typical neoconservative mold necessarily, certainly not when it comes to Russia, which is infuriating a lot of people. And we'll see what happens. I do think that Kerry has tried to be a pragmatist. You know, I have not paid as much attention to this whole diplomatic flap over the UN resolution as some people have, because it doesn't really mean anything right now, any more than Obama kicking a few dozen Russian diplomats out of this country means anything. To which, frankly, Vladimir Putin yesterday morning, Friday morning, had the appropriate response, which was to do nothing. And underscore that what Obama's doing is meaningless, and as some more partisan cynics are claiming, a crybaby over his former Secretary of State losing the election, and so let's continue to blame the Russians, and we'll kick a few diplomats out. You know, we'll show them. I mean, that's almost borders on childish.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I find this recent move by, well, Obama first, and then Putin now today, not actually kicking some of the intelligence agents or what have you out of Russia. I really find this interesting because, to me, this is Putin stepping up and saying, you know what, Obama, you're out of here in under a month. And he's kind of extending a little branch to Trump when Trump comes into office to either completely unwind what Obama just did or at least show Trump that, you know what, I'm done playing these little games back and forth with Obama. Now you and I can develop our relationship. How do you feel about that?
I feel wonderful about that. I think that one of the most terrible things that we have done as a country is we went back, you know, there was a great thing Ronald Reagan did, and people don't agree with necessarily how he did it and the way he ran up the debt and nearly bankrupted the country doing it, building up our military and trying to outspend the old Soviet Union until they cried uncle. But you know what? We had a new lease on life for global peace at the end of the old Cold War, when the Soviet Union collapsed, and when, picking up the baton from Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. promised Mikhail Gorbachev a number of things. You had the reunification of Germany became a part of this, and it was promised that NATO's influence would not change from what it was back then. And yet, right afterwards, starting with Bill Clinton and moving forward, NATO has been turned into a diplomatic and military tool of aggression to try and have this renewed encirclement of Russia. We have started all of the problems that we have had in the recent past with Russia. Whether you're talking about Crimea, whether you're talking about Ukraine, all of these things, we have taken a stick and hit a hornet's nest deliberately and then cried foul when the hornets come out and start to sting people. So Donald Trump seems to understand that. He and his generals seem to understand that NATO should be a defensive force. Not that anybody wants to retreat, not that anybody wants to be an isolationist, but that it, from a strategic standpoint, it has been a horrible mistake to make enemies out of Russia, which desperately wants to be part of the West for cultural and economic reasons both. And I think one of the great things that can come out of what Donald Trump does and his relations and our country's relations with Russia could be that we put NATO back in its cage and we look forward, not backwards, with Cold War rhetoric, and again, these whack jobs like Lindsey Graham and John McCain who were over in the Baltic states trying to stir up war talk, but we really look forward and have a legitimate and constructive relationship economically and diplomatically going forward with Russia, bring them back into Europe, And I think that'd be a wonderful thing. Now, will that be at the expense of more hostile relations with China? That's the other side of this coin.
Yeah, that is. It's an interesting coin that we're looking at also. But I want to say one thing. I think the main difference between the Trump presidency upcoming and the Obama presidency, obviously outgoing, is the fact that I think that both individuals have entirely different agendas, Chris. I really believe that. I have believed for the last 9 years since I read The Audacity of Hope that what Barack Obama was looking for was social change. And I don't want to say international social change, but I think what he's looking for is domestic social change. He harped on that subject ad nauseum in The Audacity of Hope. And I think that Trump realizes that, yes, social change is an issue of importance, but again, by the same token, you have to look at social change in the light of what's really good for the country in total. And I'm not really sure that the Obama administration looked at it that way.
Well, he's got men using the ladies' room in some places, so he got some of his social change.
You are right.
I don't even have a comment on that, man.
You know what? Obama came in trying to make a lot of promises on change, and Trump is now, I think, looking at the country in a completely different way than Obama did. And maybe people are going to like the actions that he takes, but Trump is a businessman, and we haven't had a businessman in office, let alone a businessman with next to none political background in office for a very, very long time. And we're in a very, very different world than the last time we had a businessman come in. So, quite frankly, this is the opportunity for people to see some change. And you know what? People around the world have voted for change, including in Britain, as well as, well, recently throughout the EU. And that just seems to be another trend that we developed in 2016, the move away from establishment politics.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of KER Politics right now, actually wrapping up the entire show. We're going to finish off here with one of our favorite regular contributors, one of the brightest guys in the world and one of our best friends, and that is Rick Ackerman. Rick and I and Corey were chatting politics off mic earlier in the week, and Rick brought up something that he thinks is a major geopolitical event, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Rick feels that the UN resolution condemning Israel for what they are doing vis-a-vis the settlements is a game changer. It is basically pushing Israel into a corner, and he feels that the implications long term of this could be very, very serious. Rick, why do you say that?
Well, because Israel's not going to take it lying down. The situation is dangerous because it's going to allow Israel's enemies to think, oh, now we've got the force of law behind our stated goal of driving the Jews into the sea. So that's been their long-stated policy and their only aspiration as regards Israel. The two-state settlement is just kind of thrown in there. It doesn't really mean anything. It's not an idea that ever could have succeeded. And yet the UN is acting as though it can impose this settlement, which essentially would have Israel cede the West Bank and all land prior to the 67 war back to the so-called Palestinians. So it's a very big deal because, as I said, it gives the terrorists the notion that they've got the force of law behind them, but Israel is not going to just sit there and wait for them to attack. You know, even Obama's friends as well as his enemies would have to concede that changing the status quo as he did by allowing that vote to go through it destabilized the geopolitical world ahead of Trump's taking office.
Rick, do you think that this is all going to lead to a bigger war sooner rather than later? Now we know that there's a lot of tension in the Middle East, but this recent news, in your eyes, is it just going to blow it up faster?
I hesitate to say, you know, it's difficult to imagine things getting worse than they already are. But, you know, if you sort of play things forward, Israel is going to demonstrate that it doesn't give a hoot what the UN says, and it's going to probably increase the pace of settlements and maybe take the further step of legally annexing the land that has been in dispute, the territories that Israel won in the two wars, the Yom Kippur War and the 1967 War. And, you know, there's never been an instance in history where a country won territory in a war and was told to give it back. So Israel stands as a single exception. So if they act aggressively to just flout the UN vote and they annex territory and keep building settlements, you know, there could be problems not only with Hezbollah, but with Iran, which is consolidating a position in Syria now. So Israel is sort of pincered there, and if Iran should act aggressively, possibly through its Hezbollah proxy in Lebanon, you'd have a shooting war there. And I can only imagine that Hezbollah hasn't attacked so far because the Israelis have probably made it clear through, let's say, channels of what will happen, how they will retaliate, because the last time, out of humane considerations, Israel left Lebanon standing, but there won't be a Lebanon if Hezbollah starts lobbing missiles at Tel Aviv.
Rick, what I find so interesting about this is Trump has actually been tweeting quite regularly about his disdain for the UN and how the UN is functioning. This is almost playing further into his narrative when he gets into office that he wants something drastically changed with the UN and the way that they function. Do you think that that maybe gives him a bit more credence when he does enter office to go against this ruling or change this UN decision?
Less so in my eyes, because it's not as though Trump is simply taking on the UN. The UN vote against Israel was 14-0. It included both U.S. allies and enemies, including Venezuela. But the fact is, the day Trump takes office on this particular issue, he's going to be opposed by the whole world. The only entity standing with Israel will be Trump, the Republicans in Congress, and a few Democrats, and probably fundamentalist Christians, but that's about it. Those are Israel's friends in the world, but strictly speaking, they will be, everybody else will be opposed to Trump, and of course, he's not exactly coming into office as the most popular president, at least among our erstwhile allies. You know, the Europeans have been very preachy about what Trump means, and they're sort of in the same space as the never Trumpers in the U.S. They say this guy is terrible. So Europe despises and fears Trump, and these will all be problems when Trump takes office. And I think it's predictable that he's not going to just talk his way around those problems. He's going to address them in very specific ways, possibly in ways that go at that bring these his detractors to heel through economic incentives or perhaps economic punishments.
You know, Rick, I gotta tell you, I find it very, very interesting that a person who I thought was somewhat concerned about his legacy, which is who is Barack Obama, I find it interesting that he would take this rather dramatic action, really, when he's got less than a month in office. That was a huge, huge statement on his part, in my opinion. If you take it one step farther and you really look at the fact that he did not allow the U.S. representative to the U.N. to cast the automatic deciding vote against this, I find that to be very interesting. I think it's really true right now how he really has not a lot of positive feelings about Israel, but a lot of disdain for Israel. I have to agree with you 100% on the fact that I think we could have a geopolitical event here as a result of Barack Obama's actions. I think we could really be in trouble in terms of a major, major violent shooting war in the Middle East. And I would have to tell you, that would have to, in my opinion, the reason behind that would lay entirely at Obama's feet, in my opinion.
Well, he had nothing to lose, really, by
absolutely
by allowing the stat. You know, we've had for decades, we've had a status quo situation where the U.S. simply blocks a lot of these lunatic resolutions that go through the Security Council. So, you know, with just a few weeks left in office, Obama had every reason to simply defer to Trump. Let's, you know, you can, you're going to be the president. You can do as you wish here. But for Obama to break with protocols that had gone back decades is simply to, there's no question that he destabilized the whole geopolitical world by allowing that vote. And it would have been so easy for him to just do nothing. It would have, as I said, continued a precedent that had been established by the U.S. over 30 years. And here instead, you know, he radically changed the status quo. There was just no reason for it, and I think it shows the pathological nature of Obama's, you know, of his policy brain.
You know, I have to say I agree with you 100%. And whether you folks listening are, whether you are pro-Israeli or anti-Israeli, the fact of the matter is this action could cause a major event that would be very negative for world history, in my opinion, in the Middle East. And I find it just amazing that the President of the United States possibly orchestrated this thing.
Well, everybody, I hope that you enjoyed this weekend's show. We had a lot of fun putting it together. I hope everybody has a safe and fun celebration for the new year. 2017 is sure shaping up to be an interesting year, and not just because Trump is entering office. I think that we do need to pay attention to what happens in the markets early on in the year, as well as what comes out of the Trump administration immediately when he does take office at the tail end of January, January 20th, actually. Everybody, have a great rest of your weekend. We will be back on Tuesday after the new year.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.